Can I get a couple guys to move this pulpit back for us here? Yeah. A couple strong guys is better. So we're going to have my father-in-law, Bill Robinson, speak for you. I'm going to translate since he's from Ireland. He has been here before, so you know him, and he's going to share the Word of God with us. Please make him welcome. Bill, come right ahead. Do you want to hold that in your hands? Okay.
Well, good morning. Always good to be here in Arnold. We really enjoy coming to be with our family and to see the extended family growing. So maybe the next time we come back, we'll have extra to say hi to. But we're so glad to be in the house of the Lord. So good to be with you on Wednesday night. And I would encourage you, if you don't attend Wednesday night service, that you attend. Because I want to say that we had a very enjoyable Wednesday evening together. The Word of God is so rich and powerful, and they are studying there on Proverbs. And, you know, the latter part of that proverb says that they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. Therefore, he says, I will laugh at their calamity. I will mock when their fear comes. When their fear comes as destruction, and destruction comes as a whirlwind, then they will call upon me, but I will not answer. Folks, that just tears the heart out of me, because, you know, the opportunity that we are given for to be in the house of the Lord, the door is open, and we ought to avail ourselves of the joy of being together, fellowshipping together, especially as we see the days approaching. We're living in tremendous days, and I believe that is so important. But we enjoyed the children this morning. That was absolutely wonderful. And I'll not take up too much time this morning, but it was very precious, very precious. If you have your Bible with you this morning, I'll not ask you to stand, but we'll just read a few verses here from John chapter 3. And the scripture says in verse 14, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Now listen to this verse. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He who believes in him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Let's pray. Father, oh, we just stand amazed here, Lord, this morning. And Lord, we thank you for the word. We thank you for the account. And we ask, Lord, that the Holy Spirit, Lord, will just take of every word. And Lord, that it may find a resting place in each and every one of our hearts. Lord, just come and just minister to us this morning. And Lord, as we would attempt, oh God, to share this joyous word, we pray, Father, that you will anoint us and anoint every ear, that we might leave this place saying it was good for us to be here, because it was here we met with the Lord. As I was thinking of this, when Brother Boyd asked me if I would share with you this morning, I thought of what the prophet Isaiah said in chapter 53 and verse 1. It says, "Who hath believed our report?" Who hath believed our report? This is one of the most wonderful and comprehensive reports ever written. And you know that if someone sent you a very special documentation, that you would consider it, you would read it over and over again. You want to see exactly what it is saying to you. Especially if you got a letter from the IRS. And you would want to decipher it. You'd want to check it. What in the world is this saying to me? Is this really from the government? I know Mary and I, we get letters and it says government, but there's not one word of it from the government. It's just somebody writing this. They just want us to think that they want us to send them some money or something. But you see, this account that has been written here is so precious. And when we read these verses, "Who hath believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before them as a tender plant and a root out of a dry ground. He shall have no form or comeliness, and when we see him, there's no beauty in him that we should even desire him. He's despised, he's rejected, and we have esteemed him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted." Then I asked, who is this that is speaking to me from this word? How much should I put faith in this word? Because he's asking me, and he's asking you this morning, have you believed this report? We heard the children this morning say that when one receives this precious gift of God, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things are come new. You see, when this report was given, it was given with great love for you and for me. Every word in this book is so precious that even when Paul writing to Timothy, I like the way Timothy put it here in the first chapter of Timothy. It says when he was talking here to the church or to young Timothy, he says, now in verse 17 of chapter 1, now to the King eternal, immortal, invisible, to the God who alone is wise, be honor and glory forever and ever. This is coming from the Lord God Almighty, the one this morning that even the devil, when he is asked about this, says it causes him to tremble because it has such great implications. Because it says, do not take away from this. Don't add your own knowledge to this. Listen, it says, to what I've got to say to you because I love you. God speaking to Moses that day in Numbers, I think it's 23 and 11, I believe it is. And he says, build me a place, or make me a place where I can commune with my people, Israel. God loves each of us so much this morning that He wants to have fellowship with us. Oh, that we could just get into the mind of God here this morning and see the depth of that love. Love so amazing, so divine, said the hymn writer. It demands my soul, my life, my all. Who hath believed this report? Are we believing this morning? If we are believing this morning, then we are receiving this morning. The one who God says even before the foundations of the world was formed. Jesus Christ, the lovely Lamb of God, was the Lamb sacrificed for you and for me. For God so loved you. He loved me that He gave His Son. I like what Paul said there in 1 Timothy 1, where he said, this is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Can you imagine this morning as you look in the mirror and you see yourself and you realize that God was willing to take His Son from the very beginning of eternity and look down and saw you and I in our filthy sin, where you and I was already, the Bible says, condemned to die. And you could hear God speaking through Ezekiel in chapter 33, and He says, for why would you die? Why in the world would you want to die without Christ? Why would you want to go to a lost hell this morning when God so loved you that He gave His only begotten Son that whosoever would believe on Him? Do you believe this report this morning? What a marvelous plan that God had. This plan that God had was not a first, second, or a third. God knew from the beginning of eternity because He wanted to give you and I a choice. He says, behold, I set before you two ways. The broad way that leads to destruction. The narrow way that leads to life and life eternal. Eternal. Oh, this morning, would you be wise this morning? Seek ye the Lord, He says, while He may be found. Call upon Him while He is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, for He will have mercy upon him, and He will abundantly pardon. Why did He do all this, folks? Why did He even care for the likes of us? When we read the account of who God is, and He looks at the entire world, and He said it's only like a drop in the bucket. Something you would pitch out. And that's how I felt like. I remember when I was in my sin. I remember when I was filthy. I remember when I was in the world. But oh, I thank God this morning. I can say in the words of the hymn writer, in loving kindness, Jesus came. My soul in mercy to redeem. And from the depths of sin and shame, through grace, He lifted me. Oh, this morning, do you believe this account this morning? Will you pay attention to this account this morning? Will you begin attending the Bible study and learning more about this? Will you come to Sunday school and learn more about this? Oh, what do you think of it? We could hear the kids singing, tell me more about Jesus, more of His love. Oh, when I think of it this morning, I'm so glad to be saved. I'm so glad that he saved me. Hallelujah. This is a tremendous plan for you and I. I would join this plan this morning. If you're not saved this morning, I would start believing this morning. Because he says, he who is not believing this is condemned already. Oh, Brother Bill, what does that mean? It means that you're on your way to a lost eternity. You're on your way to the caverns of the damned. It means that you've got to turn. You've got to stand still for a minute. And I'm glad on this road of life, you can turn off and turn back. Turn to him. Take him at his word. Believe what he says. In John chapter 1, he says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made, but in him was life. And this is what he came to give us, because we were dead in trespasses and in sins. There was no hope. There was nothing for us out there. But God, in looking down, and he says, I've created these folk. I've created them for my pleasure. All I want them to do is to worship me, to commune with me. You know, you can't even get through sometimes in the White House. But one thing you can get through to is heaven. There's no waiting, no call waiting. Come while the Savior in mercy is pleading, and steer for the harbor bright. For how do you know that your soul may be drifting over the deadline tonight? Oh, sinner, how his heart is bleeding. Oh, on that cross on Calvary, he's pleading. With arms outstretched, he says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for my yoke is easy and my burden's light. For he says, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ the Lord. Oh, how he loves you and me. I think of that song so many times. He loves me. He loves me. He loves me. Calvary is where he paid it all. Where he took your shame. Where he took your sickness, where he takes your sorrow. And he says in Isaiah 53, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. And the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. But when you lift this right back from the page and you read on the next verse or two down, it says, yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him and to put him to grief and to make his soul an offering for sin. Oh, how amazing, folks. Oh, how amazing. This morning, as you sit here, do you believe that he sent his son to die for you? Do you believe this morning that the old devil had set a trap for you to bring you to a lost eternity? for hell was never meant for you. But the old devil, he tried to destroy the plan that God had. But God had a plan away before the old devil ever was, because Christ was the one that was crucified even before the world began, before the earth received its form, before the trees, the grass, before anything was grown. There was a love in the heart of God. Oh, I want these people. I want them to worship me. I want them because I have a plan that one day at the end of the journey, I'm going to be able to tell them, behold, I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am, there shall ye be also. For in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. But I'm going to prepare. And one day, folks, he said the trump of God is going to sound. Time shall be no more. And the question is, if you have not believed, where will you spend eternity? Where will you spend eternity? In a lost hell? And all the time Jesus Christ has suffered, bled and died, that you may not go there, that you may be saved, and that you might know him as your own and personal Savior, that you might be able to rejoice and praise him and give him glory, because this is what he desires. Oh, says David of old, oh, that man would praise the Lord for his goodness to the children of men. We have much to praise him for, folks, this morning. Oh, this morning, we could rise in the Christmas carol and sing, oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, because he's worthy of all our praise this morning. Have you believed the report? To whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? If it's revealed to you this morning and you know him, it's going to be joy unspeakable and full of glory. But if you have not allowed him to be revealed to you, it'll be lost. Lost. In a lost eternity. And you'll hear those words of Ezekiel 33 coming loud and clear. Why, oh why, would you die? This morning, as we bow our heads in his presence, as the Holy Spirit would brood over this congregation this morning, would you listen to those words again. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe on him would not perish, but have everlasting life. If God is speaking to your heart this morning, and he's confronting you and saying, behold, I set before you an open door. I have given you my word. And my word is my bond, he says. Because I am Alpha and Omega. I'm the beginning and the end, saith the Lord. Would you this morning open your heart's door to him this morning? Would you say, just as I am, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God. I come. Would you come this morning? If God's speaking to you, would you just raise your hand as an indication, Brother Bill, I want to know him. I want to know that my sins are forgiven. I want to know that I'm ready to meet him when he comes. I want to be ready. Brother Robinson, I want to lay aside all the sins and all the things that hold me back from being all that I need to be for God. Because without holiness, no man is going to see God. I want to be pure in heart this morning, Brother Bill. So this morning, I want the Lord just to wash me, cleanse me. Can I see that hand anywhere? Would you sing that, sister? Would you play? Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Your prayer this morning, Lord. I thank you for the means wherewith I can come to you. Lord, I'm so glad that you've made an open door that I can come and by my heart tell you all my heart, my heartaches, my fears, my sorrows, my troubles, my aches and my pains. And he says, my ear is ever open unto your cry. Call upon me, he says, in the day of trouble, and I will answer you. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, hallelujah. My Father's throne make all my wants and wishes known.
In seasons of distress and grief, my soul has often found
escape
the tempter's snare
by thy return.
Thank
you, Jesus. Would you stand with me, please? Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we pray for every person here today, especially for those who heard your voice and made a commitment to draw close to you, that you would have just allow the voice of the Holy Spirit to speak to them in this moment of prayer, to listen to whatever he says to them right now, and that they would be obedient to whatever he says. Whether it is in a more complete and full surrender, whether it is in ceasing or turning away from sin, or in a more complete obedience to you, that they would say, yes, yes, dear God, I hear you. And yes, I will obey. Yes, I will follow you. I will completely surrender my heart. I will rely upon you and turn to this sweet hour of prayer and away from my own self-reliance. So, Lord, we give you all the praise and all the glory. We acknowledge our need of you, and we pray that you will bless us in a way that would allow us to live this life in a way that exalts you, that men may see our works and exalt our Heavenly Father. We give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Greet each other in the love of the Lord, and don't forget the table in the entryway for the kids.